Our sermon today is based on Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 10. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain where they were alone. As they looked on, a change came over Jesus, and his clothes became shining white, whiter than anyone in the world could wash them. Then the three disciples saw Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus. Peter spoke up and said to Jesus, "Teacher, how good it is that we are here. We will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He and the others were so frightened that he did not know what to say. Then a cloud appeared and covered them with its shadow, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my own dear son. Listen to him." They took a quick look around, but did not see anyone else. Only Jesus was with them. As they came down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has risen from death." They obeyed his order, but among themselves, they started discussing the matter. "What does this rising from death mean?" The senior highs now bring you our sermon, Blinded by the Light.
James, John, come on, keep up, or Jesus will be so far ahead of Jerusalem.
He's such a fast walker. I wish he slowed down a bit. Are we nearly there yet? John, have a look at the map, will you?
As long as Jesus is aiming for the summit, we need to go that way.
John, is the map show a quicker way? Maybe we can take a shortcut to Jesus.
To be honest, Peter, I thought I knew where we are, but now I'm not really sure.
Wait a minute. I got GPS on my phone.
but do you have a signal?
No. Yes. No, it's gone. Yes. No.
Poor signal. That's not much use.
Shall we stick to the old-fashioned way? I think we better get going or we'll get too far behind. Look out, you two. Lightning.
What is that? I could just make it out. It's Jesus. The light is coming from him. His face is as bright as the sun.
His clothes are so white. What's happening?
It looks like there's other people over there. Who are they?
I don't know why, but I just know it's Moses and Elijah.
Cool. Let's get a closer look.
I'm scared. It's so bright we could get burned. Although I'm suddenly really sleepy, I might just sit down a minute.
I'm tired too. It must be from the climb.
What are you both doing? This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Let's go talk to them.
I'm not sure that's the thing to do, John.
But I want to ask Moses about the Red Sea and the plagues.
Don't go closer, John. It's dangerous.
Do you think we could get closer? It's like the sun over there, and my mom told me never to look at the sun. Oh, what do you think?
Here, I have these.
What do you do with these?
You put them on your nose.
Like this?
No, like this.
Whoa, where'd you get that? And what is it?
I don't know, but I can look at the light and it doesn't burn my eyes.
Cool, can I have one?
Here, I have these too.
So are we good to go now?
Yes. Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let's build us a shelter, one for you, Moses, and Elijah.
Good idea.
I can call IKEA and see if they deliver.
They do home delivery, not mountain delivery.
They say they deliver anywhere, anytime.
Right, I've got some paper. Let's draw a plan again and see what we need to order. I can't see what I'm drawing.
The clouds have come down. I can't see a thing now.
Mind you, don't fall off the edge.
This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.
Wait, where have Moses and Elijah gone?
What just happened? That was a weird experience.
What? Who? Where are we? Jesus?
It's okay, James. Don't be afraid. That was my father's voice. Right, let's get off this mountain so you guys don't get too cold. I think you're all suffering from shock. You mustn't tell anyone what you've seen today. And not until the Son of Man has risen from the dead.
Whoa.
Wait, what does he mean about rising from the dead?
I don't know. I haven't the foggiest.
It was the foggiest I've ever seen, too. Aha! Right now, I know where we are. It's this way.
Are you sure? Yes, I have a signal. Let me check my GPS.
Come on, guys, this way. Oh no, Jesus is way ahead of us again.
Yes, but that's always been the case, hasn't it?
Way ahead of us.
Way ahead.